Hour number two on a Tuesday morning. We usually catch up with city government, where we check in with City Councilman Tim Mayer. Tim, are you there? Tim Mayer?
I am.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Breaking news for you, too.
Breaking news. Good. Well, let's say hello first. Gee whiz. Let's get this thing going. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good weekend. Everything fine and dandy?
Yeah, we had a great weekend.
Very nice.
Sunday was especially nice.
It was a little hot, but we toughed it out. We're tough.
Yeah. It was a good day, though.
Good. I think we've made everybody sit on some pins and needles now. Keith suggests you have breaking news for us. I've got my red Sharpie out. Please, go ahead.
We do have news. Tonight at 5:30, the City Council and its partners in the Lowett will meet in the Nat U Hill courtroom, and we will repass the legislation that allows us to actually operate the low at the local option income tax.
And explain to folks why you're repassing it. I think that's part of the interest.
Well, it's kind of convoluted, but the way I understand it is when we passed it originally, way back in June, I believe it was, basically what we were passing was the opportunity for the low at in a given period of time, which did not allow it to go forward into 2017. So this vote will put it in place so that it will fix the low it moving forward into the future. So what we passed in the past, PASSED, PAST, what we passed was basically a short-term opportunity, and now we're going for the long-term opportunity.
Well, there we go. So that's just essentially a formality then tonight.
It is a formality, but then the Lowett Council, the group that administers the Lowett money, will then reconvene after we pass, which I assume all the partners will want to pass. It's a rather historic moment because both city, county, and township governments will be together in one place at one time. So it could be a neat event. And then after that is passed, then the governing group will make their recommendation to reassign some of the monies that were appropriated, unfortunately misappropriated in when they did that work back in August. There was one opportunity that they funded that they found out they could not fund because the way the statute was written, and that was the one I believe was for the Washington Township Fire Station, because they don't have a physical structure, they can't apply for the money. They're going to build a fire station, so then they will be available or eligible for money going forward in the future. So,
do you anticipate
that should wrap up tonight?
Do you anticipate any other changes over the course of that?
Well, no. One of the things that has occurred in the new vote will be that it lowers the money that goes to the dispatch center by the percentage by 1%, but the amount of money goes up. So,
We were more worried about the amount of money than the percentage of money. Is that?
That's right. So that will be covered, and you know that is a big opportunity for both the county and the city in that they will take the operation cost of the operation of the dispatch center basically off of the back of the general fund and put it into that lower tax fund, which will relieve money in both city budgets and county budgets for other opportunities within our jurisdictions, and it reinforces public safety in both realms, both county and city. So, you know, the money that's being collected by the tax is going for public safety. So that's a very important thing.
Tim, just to restate, this is not a ceremonial meeting tonight. This is a legislative meeting, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is absolutely correct, yes. Yeah, if we don't do it, we lose the opportunity to exercise the low end, so... It must be done.
Is there a reason why it's tonight instead of tomorrow night in your regular meeting?
Well, I think it's because it combines all the jurisdictions.
Okay.
And again, I think it's a unique opportunity for all governing bodies to get together and be in one place at one time. So,
Is that going to become more of a regular occurrence?
I don't foresee that.
Okay.
I don't foresee that. I don't think we have to come together in the future to...
Just as long as you have the framework in place?
Yes, yes. And I guess the only time we would have to do that is if we wanted to make drastic changes to how that money was appropriated or allocated. So.
And we don't like drastic changes. That doesn't...
No. No, I think this is good legislation. So
what are you going to do on a free Wednesday night? That's kind of weird.
No free Wednesday night. There's no free Wednesday night.
What meeting?
No free lunch.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we come back to the city budget. And Wednesday night at 7:30 in the council chambers, we will start off with a special session, which means the council will meet and we will read into the record our first readings, which include the six items that basically define the city budget. So police, fire, Bloomington Transit, utilities, general fund, and six salaries for all elected officials. So there's six items that will be on the agenda. Those are read into the minutes, and then we adjourn that meeting and then reconvene into committee of the whole, where we will discuss all six items. So, and we'll start off the evening with in the committee of the whole with police and fire budgets, move on to fixing the salaries for appointed officers, non-union members, and then we'll move on to the salaries for elected officials, and we'll then go to appropriate with basically the general fund. I'm reading here.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, and then we get into the actual budget itself, and then finally you'll appropriate the budgets for the Bloomington Transit. So
line by line?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much so, yeah.
And
but do recall that we did discuss this back in August, and so we've had that discussion now in August, and then there's been discussions between council members and city staff regarding certain areas. So I can tell you that we'll see a little more money in our social service fund. We'll see a little bit more money in our council sidewalk fund. So on the council side, we'll see those changes to the budget. I know the mayor's done some changing around in his budget. So, they're proposing an innovation officer, so I think that's part of the mayor's budget, and so we'll see those sorts of things coming forward.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. The city councilman checks in with us every Tuesday morning, even when he's got double headers going on this week.
Oh,
geez, this is busy. So when these budget hearings go on Wednesday and you go line by line by line, you just have to make sure that everything's in the right spot. There's not going to be a whole lot of basically you're just keeping an eye on any last minute things that sneak in there. Because this is our, like you mentioned, this has been talked about for over a month.
At this point, everybody is, I think everybody's familiar with everybody, I mean, council members, administration, staff, et cetera. Everybody's familiar with what Mayor Hamilton is proposing and bringing forward. Everybody knows what Bloomington Transit and city utilities are looking for. So I think at this point, it's just moving forward and getting the budget ready for its final decision, which will be, and you're going to ask this question, so I have the answer.
Good.
For you. 13 October, so October 13th will be the final vote on the city budget.
2 weeks from Thursday?
By statute, we have to approve it within that given period of time. If we don't, then we have to live by our 2016.
Why wouldn't you get it done in that time? I know we always talk about the what if and drop dead dates on that, but number one, it never happens unless you don't have your ducks in order with the state, and that's.
I think we just put that deadline there so that we get the job done.
Right, exactly. You got to have an end time to do it to keep everyone.
That's right.
Focus, people. Focus. Let's get this thing done. Did you watch any of the debates last night? The debate last night.
There
were debates within
the debate. I listened to it on the radio, and then I watched it on television. I recorded it, so I watched it on television.
Let me get your thoughts, if you don't mind. What jumped off the page?
Well, I found it interesting.
From a theatrical or a political side?
I don't think there were any political surprises for me. Sure. I think both candidates kind of stuck to where they are in their realm. Theatrical? I don't know. I think both performed pretty much the way I expected them to perform. So there were no big surprises for me. So,
what did you try to take away from the debate? Did you want just the, that's what I thought? Or were you looking for something deeper?
Well, I was looking for a breakout moment that I don't think happened. So,
the follow up would be, why do you think that didn't happen? Is it the first one, and we're just trying to kind of feel each other out, kind of shadow box a little bit?
Well, you know, if you go back to the first Romney Obama debate, where it appeared that President Obama hadn't performed as people had anticipated. That was kind of a shocker, you know. But in this case, I think both candidates kind of stuck to form. So, just for me personally, they pretty much did what I thought they were going to do. So, I think Hillary did a little better job towards the end of the debate in that. She kind of knocked him back a little bit on his, the way he presented. You know, he got a little more frenetic, so that was kind of fascinating.
Got him riled up a little bit.
A little bit.
Will there be a breakout moment in the final two debates scheduled for a little bit later this month on the 9th and the 19th?
There's always the potential of that, and there's always potential for somebody to slip, so, and then, you know, make a big deal out of it, so...
Is that one moment justifiable to separate an election of this?
I don't know.
Well, that's why I find it fascinating, and I wanted to get your opinion on it, because I've been asking Keith about this all morning, and you guys have seen a couple more elections than I have. So the debate thing back in the old days, I argued without the 24-hour, well, it's even more than that. Whatever, if you can fit 26 hours in a day, some of these news channels will. The 24-hour news cycle... The internet is never closed. It's open 24 hours a day. You can get this information all the time. Are these debates valuable moving forward?
Well, I think that's a big part of why I'm having a difficult time answering your question, because we see them being the candidates.
You almost expect them to say what they're going to say, right?
Almost 24/7. I mean, it's there. I can't tell you how many emails popped up when I opened my phone this morning asking for money.
The one for me, though, it's down near the bottom. If you just take it, don't delete that. I'm not a Nigerian prince. I'm generally looking for a couple bucks.
It's like, well, you know.
We need your help.
I mean, I don't even look at the emails anymore. I just delete. But it is. It's as you point out. It's constant because of the internet, because of the technology that surrounds us. We are totally immersed in an election, and it's very difficult to take a given period of time, like last night's debate, and try to really separate it out and analytically look at it. You know, I think it's a little hard because you are so. Prejudiced in a way because of the way the media attacks you, and they do attack you.
Tim, the diehards, the party members, the Republicans and Democrats, are pretty well given. Who are we really trying to get in any of this? Are we trying to get that group that says that they're not
convinced? I don't think you're trying
yet?
To get anybody. I think it's just part of the show now.
That's what I mean, but who's it for?
Yeah. All the above. I think you check all the boxes, Tim. I think people that love Trump and love Clinton want to see their candidates perform against the other, whoever it may be.
But you're not going to turn on them.
That's the point. It's more of a pep rally than it is a decider. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I tend to think it'd be hard for the debaters to shift a whole lot of votes. I think both camps are pretty well established.
And they're both so prepared. There's not going to be too many aha moments or got you moments. Everybody knows what the big the big swings of the axe are going to be, and they're going to be prepared when he says email, you say this. When she says tax returns, you say that. I don't think we're gonna catch anybody out.
Tim, do you see a lot of people out there in your mind that aren't decided?
In Bloomington?
No, just overall.
No,
I think Bloomington's a very politically active community on all sides of the aisles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people have pretty much lined up in their camps. I mean, that's how I see it. I think there's very little opportunity to shift votes in Bloomington because of the kind of community we are. You know,
are Bernie's people going to land with Hillary?
That's a good question. I just don't know. I just don't know. Yeah.
Well, Tim, luckily for you, we have a vice presidential debate coming up on Tuesday, so you don't have to.
That should be fascinating.
You know what? I think it will be, because these are maybe two people who haven't been in the spotlight for an extended period of time, Hillary Clinton being in the spotlight for a very long time, Donald Trump, not maybe the political spotlight, but reality television, everything else that goes along with him. Now you've got kind of the two behind the scenes.
The heartbeat away.
Well, there's a reason they were chosen as running mates, and we're going to figure that out on Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, and then the presidential debates on Sunday the 9th at 9. That's pretty easy to remember. Mm-hmm. And
I think as Hoosiers, we have a little different perspective, though, because of Mr. Pence, you know?
Exactly right. And
he's
speaking
been our governor, so, you know, and he is our governor right now. So, you know, we will look at the vice presidential debates, we being Hoosiers, will look at them slightly differently than anybody else in the nation, I think.
Absolutely agree.
Where we are, so. Which is kind of neat.
It is. It's neat to be a factor in it. Having, obviously, Pence being involved with it. Obviously, we had, remember, Ted Cruz was in town here, campaigning through here at one point. So this has been not very different, but Obama came through here, as we all remember.
Mm-hmm.
But just being a part of the whole, there are 50 states. There's a lot of action out there.
I got to shake his hand in Nick's.
Did you? Very nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
And he was at, stopped
by the Little Five.
Little 500, right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, interesting stuff. Hey, remind us tonight, because
tonight,
that is a little different.
Tonight at 5:30 in the county courthouse in the Nat U Hill room on the third floor, the Lowett Council will meet, which means all the governing bodies for the county of Monroe, which includes Monroe County Government, Stinesville, Ellettsville, City of Bloomington. We will meet, and we will reaffirm the opportunity to have the Lowett going forward in the future. And then tomorrow night we will meet in City Council chambers at 7:30, have a brief special session, which means we will read the ordinances for the budget into the record, and then we will adjourn and reconvene, so probably about 8 o'clock, wherein we will have a committee of the whole discussion of the budget items, all six budget items, and yours truly will be the chair of that meeting.
Atta baby, swing that gavel.